Broadcasting Network.
My, how time flies. So, today's topic is, are you asking your doctor for the kill pill? What we're going to do is we're going to say hi to our folks on Facebook here. Wait. Yeah, hit this button over here. We are ready. All right, so today's topic is, are you asking your doctor for the kill pill? Now, this topic was inspired by just looking at the number of people every year killed by the medical industrial complex. And the fascinating thing is this number, again, by the industry's own admission, is at least 250,000 killings a year. And you just can't kill 250,000 people a year in peacetime, without their cooperation. Now, the medical industrial complex's estimate is somewhere around 250,000 people per year. Others outside the industry have calculated numbers as high as 1 million people per year. You need to help, you need just to get a grip on this. About 2.5 million people a year in the United States die every year. That number of people die. And the thought that at least 250,000 of those, or 10%, somewhere between 10% and 1 million, which is, you know, 40%, are at the hands of the medical industrial complex, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. And so there must be some element of cooperation, or at least no attempt to escape, right? You know, you'd think you'd at least turn around and walk in the other direction. But that is not what is happening. So the shocking thing, of course, is that the industry itself is bringing this up. You know, this is being discussed in doctor forums as to, you know, how doctors are harming people. They use the word harm, they use the word kill. Harming people in very large numbers. Why? Because people are requesting and begging for dangerous, deadly therapies. And of course, the doctors now are being rated by approval ratings, right? If you tell a patient, you know, hey, buzz off, I'm not going to prescribe that for you, then the patient goes online and gives you a one-star rating. Now, that's one superficial piece of the story. Of course, the other piece of the story is people come to doctors or healers because they want to get information that's going to help them get better. And so when the doctor tells them, so when the patient has paid anywhere from $200 to $5,000 a month for health insurance premiums, he goes to the doctor and the doctor turns him away with no prescription, no helpful information, and no improvement in their condition, then, you know, they're likely to be, well, unhappy. Now, what doctors do to sometimes shortcut this process is just say, write a script. Of course, the prescription, unfortunately, these days is for a especially deadly medication. Get into that later. So, in other words, if this individual, let's just say, had not paid the $200 to $500 a month in health insurance premiums, or the deductible, or the copay, or if they had received information that was of value in improving their condition, they might not have requested or demanded the deadly prescription. So what is this deadly prescription? Answer, here it is, Medscape Family Medicine, October 2nd, 2018, hot off the presses, today's only the 7th. A secret to 5-star ratings, prescribe antibiotics. Yes. And those of you who are struggling with candida or trying to get rid of candida know that it is caused by antibiotics. And it's certainly a devastating blow to one's quality of life. And in many cases, even causes death. Let's first just try to appreciate the devastating effects of antibiotics. So, when I was in medical school, they told us, these medications are great, they're antibiotics, they kill these bacteria, and they kill funguses, and they kill all kinds of stuff. This is amazing. Of course, I said, well, wait. Of course, raise my hand, ask the unmentionable question, worse than passing gas in church. If these drugs are so strong as to kill these organisms, could they possibly be killing humans? Oh, no, Jennifer. No, you totally misunderstand. These anti-life pills, anti means against, biotic is life, these anti-life medications only kill these bacteria because we are giving them in such small doses that it kills the bacteria but not the bigger, stronger human organism. Of course, if the organism was so strong, then why would it be infected with a little bacteria? But that was kind of glossed over. So what we've got going on then here is medications that are upfront, avowedly dangerous, unsafe, and lethal. Question is, lethal to whom? Lethal to whom? Now, in medical school, we were taught that these were lethal to bacteria, not people, because people are bigger. They're bigger. And in some cases, we were even taught, well, you know, the antibiotics interfere with cell wall production, and humans don't have a cell wall. That would be tetracycline. However, tetracycline causes kidney failure, and of course, that can kill you, right? So that theory was specious. That means appearing truthful, but really false. So we have then a situation where antibiotics can kill people through many different mechanisms. One mechanism, which is talked about quite a bit, is antibiotic resistance. And way back in the year of our Lord, 1994, front page article, 143,000 Americans every year die from hospital-acquired infections. So this is 1994, 95. I was in medical practice, and I was like really shocked. I went, oh, this is terrible. So now what's happening is these hospital-acquired infections are being redefined and reclassified. And so with that reclassification process, the death from hospital-acquired infections, now the estimate is at least 23,000 people die. That means anywhere from 23,000 to, sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. And so what has happened is these infections have been reclassified. So you have the MRSA, methicillin-resistant infection. You have the C. diff, Clostridium difficile infection. And all of these are caused by antibiotic use. And so what happens then is these infections, he had C. diff, but he really died of ruptured intestines. He had C. diff, but he really died of pneumonia. He had C. diff. So you get the picture here. So what they're doing then is reclassifying these deaths. So the actual number appears to be hovering somewhere around 100,000 deaths a year from antibiotics. And so if you die of an antibiotic-resistant infection, that death is prima facie, that means on the face of it, from antibiotic use. Now, which antibiotic use? We can quibble. It could be the antibiotics your doctor prescribed. Could be. Could be the antibiotics you got as an outpatient, as an inpatient, whatever, but antibiotic use. And the way to avoid the infection and the death is to stop using antibiotics. And I say stop using antibiotics, I don't mean doctors should stop prescribing them. Oh, no. I mean people should stop taking them. There's a difference there. Doctors are licensed individuals. They take their directions from the state who holds their license. So what's, their behavior is beyond the control of the individual being killed. So what your doctor prescribes is between your doctor, the government, and God. That's not something that's really open for discussion or a modification or influence. The question is, what are you going to take? And in this case, antibiotics up front, just from resistance alone, kill at least 100,000 people a year. And that's if you add up the MRSA and the C. diff and the Klebsiella resistant and all the different resistant organisms. And so they're trying to prepare us for this. In 2017, the UK published an article saying antibiotic resistant superbugs will kill more than cancer by 2050. Hint, hint. So antibiotics are lethal. There's no question about it. Now, resistance will be one thing, right? But then there's the other problem of, as I mentioned, antibiotics cause kidney failure. Antibiotics actually cause cancer. For example, Suprax, antibiotic commonly used for ear infections in children, causes leukemia, for example. Antibiotics cause people to commit suicide. For example, the quinolones. Levaquin comes to mind. So these are deadly, deadly drugs. There's no question about it. These drugs are deadly, and they kill a lot of people. How many microbes they kill? Answer, not very many, right? Because they're resistant. So taking an antibiotic for an infection is like shooting yourself in the head with a gun for a headache, basically. You may or may not have the headache, but you probably won't live, and if you do, you'll have other bigger problems. Doesn't make sense. So how does this start? Where does this come from? So since I went to medical school and did a residency and practiced medicine, I can tell you. So way back when, a long time ago, that would be prehistoric times, 1984. So in 1984, I had just graduated from medical school. And I was doing a residency. Now, I was doing a one-year flexible residency, a rotating residency. What does that mean? It means that I was doing a generalized first year along with other people who are going on to ear, nose, and throat residencies, going on to other higher specialized residencies. And they had to do like a one-year general thing. So I met all these people, as well as family practice people like myself who were doing family practice. And so Just as a note, at that point, I had $25,000 in educational debt, which at that time, as it is now, was not a very big number. And on what doctors earned, one could easily pay that back in a year. However, other people that I was training with had debts as high as $200,000 a year, and their monthly payments on those debts were over $1,000 a month. My monthly payments were $50 a month, so the interest rates was low and blah, 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 so it really wasn't a lot of money. But, so I was talking to one of these other colleagues of mine who was training to go into, I'm not sure, what, I think he was going into family practice like me, but he had all this debt. And so I said, you know, Jennifer, I figured it out. I said, really, what have you figured out? Because, you know, it's a state of great confusion for all of us. We're trying to figure out anything and everything. And so if someone has something figured out, why, by golly, share. He said, well, I figured it out. That if you write a prescription for an antibiotic, a patient will be satisfied with a 2 or 3 minute office visit. And at that rate, I could pay off my debt. I said, really? Well, do that many people need antibiotics? He said, well, no, of course not, but they'll be satisfied. You see, and they'll be satisfied, the visit will be short, and I'll get paid, and I can pay off all my debts. I said, wow, that's really interesting. Huh. And I thought to myself, well, I'm glad I only have $25,000 in debt, and I don't have to just write a prescription and kick someone out the door. So I just shrugged my shoulders, didn't think very much of it, and that was 1984. So fast forward to 2018, and now we find that those prescriptions were, well, deadly, lethal prescriptions. So let's take a look at what the medical industrial complex is saying in terms of their assessment of the situation. So we now have something called impact factor. By the way, it used to be the daily report, but when they got a guy doing it now, they had a lady doing it before, just saying, so this week, have you Googled yourself lately? If you have, you may have noticed a few stars under your name. And this is, he's talking to doctors. There are multiple websites that offer patients the opportunity to rate providers. And I think we all take these reviews pretty seriously. Really? In a competitive market, a 5-star rating can make a big difference. Now, just as an aside, if you go 2 articles down in this, it talks about how insurances are refusing to pay half of doctors by not even signing them up. So the 5-star rating or whatever the star rating you have is irrelevant if the insurance company has arbitrarily and capriciously decided not to pay you. Just saying. But he's trying to set a belief in these doctors' minds. And so he shows a 5-star rating. He says, wow, what a talented surgeon that must be. Now, a new study provides a secret to higher ratings. That secret? Prescribe antibiotics. This is exactly what that resident told me back in 84. Researchers from the Cleveland Clinic used data from an online telehealth service called Amwell that provides rapid access to physicians for urgent issues via a smartphone or tablet. Importantly, after the interaction with the physician, the patient rates their experience from 1 to 5 stars. Over a 6-month period, 85 doctors had 8,000 or so encounters with patients for upper respiratory infections. Now, as we all know, but frequently forget in the heat of the moment, the vast majority of upper respiratory infections are due to viral infections. Now, this is, again, medical opinion. My opinion, nonsense. So these upper respiratory infections most likely are due to inhalation of chemical substances. In other words, it would be a chemical irritation of the mucosa through inhaled substances. That's been my observation over time. Nevertheless, 66% of these visits resulted in an antibiotic prescription. 66% resulted in a prescription for a drug that could not possibly be helpful because, of course, the source of the problem was not a bacteria. All right. And so it says percent of 5-star reviews, if they didn't get an antibiotic, 70% gave 5-star reviews. They got an antibiotic. 90% gave 5-star reviews. When we come back, we'll talk more about this distinction.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so Resume broadcast via the rights issue. All right. Oh. So the sensors detected the music on RBN and wanted to make sure I had the right to use the music, which I do because it's off copyright. All right, great. So we're talking about antibiotics and these five-star ratings. Okay. So as a matter of fact, 91% of patients who got an antibiotic prescription rated their encounter at 5 stars, compared with 73% of those who did not get a prescription. So that's huge. That's a 20% difference. In fact, the researchers looked at the predictors of a 5-star rating. Nothing came close to an antibiotic prescription. Antibiotic prescription, 3.5 times more likely to get a 5-star rating. Used a coupon, 1.5 times as likely to get a 5-star rating. Board certified doctor, half as likely to get a 5-star rating. In other words, the board certified doctor probably said, wait, let's not do these antibiotics because this doesn't make sense. In U.S. medical trained, 75% is likely to get a 5-star rating. So if the person was foreign trained, the customer used a coupon, and the antibiotic was prescribed, boy, that was an awesome rating. So everything, even having a coupon, didn't match the positive power of the prescription pad. Now, this is something that marketers need to know. So why should a marketing company pay for the $5 discount, and why should they pay for the processing fee for the coupon? So a $5 coupon actually costs the marketing company $6 to $10, and they pass that on to whoever's paying them to market the service, whether the HMO or whoever. And so the post hoc, which means after the fact justifications for antibiotic use in upper respiratory infection, is placebo works. In other words, of course, the antibiotic is useless, but it's a placebo. It'll work. It's anti-inflammatory, right? No, the antibiotic is the inflammation. It's low risk, which, of course, it is not. Okay, just this one time, which is false because, of course, the doctor does it every time. And placebo works. It's not a placebo. The antibiotic is actually very damaging. If it was a sugar pill, even, it would be far healthier, but that's not true. And so this doctor says, speaking personally, I justified this line of action to myself by thinking, yeah, I know this antibiotic isn't really going to help, but the placebo effect will help, and the risk of a bad reaction to drug is low. And hey, maybe it has some anti-inflammatory properties, and one prescription really doesn't matter. Now, this is terrible. I personally never told myself any of these things. If I really believed the antibiotic wasn't going to help, I wouldn't prescribe it. I would tell the patient, this is not going to help you. But, I would also recommend garlic capsules, which might be very helpful. I would also offer increased water intake and some bowel movements, which usually solve the problem. But these doctors recommended none of those things. They just wrote the script and out the door. And he says, well, there's a problem. So, first I say the warning is Amwell is one company marketing directly to consumers, so the behavior of these doctors may reflect a particular focus on patient satisfaction, but the results are not terribly surprising. I will say I'm encouraged by the beneficial effect of non-antibiotic prescriptions. Actually, if you don't want your ratings to suffer too much but don't want to contribute to an epidemic of antibiotic resistance, providing a non-antibiotic prescription may thread the needle quite nicely. Of course, the elephant in the room here is the rating systems themselves. Do they help patients find the best doctors for what they need, or do they help patients find the best doctors for what they want? The answer is in the stars. Okay, so this really skirts over a lot of issues.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Maybe take away my name. Feel like lay your hands on me. Never be the same.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Alrighty, so we are talking about these antibiotic approval ratings. And so the real deal here is not so much the doctor failed to write a prescription, but there's a couple things going on. So these docs are, as I say, doc in the boxes. What does that mean? They're employed by an overarching agency that limits the time they can spend with the patient. So they can't spend 10, 20, 30 minutes with a patient explaining anything. And they are not permitted to give the person other methods of relief. So the prescription pad is what these doctors are limited to. And the advice they give is write a prescription that's not an antibiotic, which implicitly suggests that the only thing the doctor is allowed to offer the individual is an antibiotic. They're not allowed to offer garlic capsules or turpentine or increase water drinking or increasing their bowel movements or vitality capsules for that matter. So because the doctor's resources of what he's allowed to recommend are severely constricted, this leads to incredible dissatisfaction on the part of the patients. And when I first started in medicine, the only thing I was allowed to recommend was a prescription. It's like, hey, you're a doctor. If I want to know about drinking more water or what food to eat, I'll go ask my grandmother, or I'll go ask the person down the street. You're a doctor. I came to you for a prescription. So that is the position the doctors are put in. Now, as a patient, if you choose to become a patient, it helps to understand that that's the situation, that they're actually parameters. It's like a basketball court, right? The player, which is a doctor, can't leave the basketball court. And he only gets to bounce a basketball. Can't bounce a baseball. Not allowed to bounce a football. Can't bounce a kickball. He's got to bounce a basketball. And that's the doctor's position. He's got to stay on the basketball court and bounce only the basketball, which is only the prescription. Or if he can't think of a prescription that would help you, he's got to, boom, pass the ball to another player called a specialist. And that's exactly what's going on, is the patient really is like the basketball, being bounced around, bounced around, bounced around. And the patient will never get off the basketball court because, well, that's the rules. And this makes it really difficult for doctors to respond effectively to many situations. Why? Because often, more often than not, the solution to the patient's problem is not a prescription, but that is what the doctor is limited to. Now, whatever the doctor, so these doctors who are getting these low ratings, board certified doctors and U.S. medical trained doctors, are doctors who are most likely aware of the dangers of the antibiotics and they care. When I say they care, I mean they at least feel they're treating a fellow American, whereas the foreign doctors, what really impressed me about them as I was going through my training was they didn't care. Oh, standard of care? Do it. Standard of care? Might be harmful? No problem. No lawsuit? No problem. Just give it. And so what has happened is literally the medical industrial complex has created an army of non-Americans would be one way of saying it, or people who are not American-born, or people who do not identify with American-born people. And these people, you know, enter medicine for many reasons. And one reason is they want to do the right thing. They want to be obedient. They want to follow the rules. And unfortunately, in the case of antibiotics, in the case of prescriptions, the rules are very deadly, extremely deadly. Medical industrial complex itself admits that 107,000 people every year die from properly prescribed medications. That means the medication was given in the right dose, the right medication to the right person in the right frequency. And instead of getting better, the person died. So this is a serious, serious issue. Now, these patients who were in this survey were, of course, you know, recruited through advertising. So if you're a person who picks your doctor via advertising, then, you know, that would be a big bias in this survey. Many people may not pick their doctors that way. But the problem is that doctors are not in a position and not permitted to give useful information. So because they're not permitted to give useful information, then all they can really do is posture, gesticulate, whip out that pad, and put a knowing look on their face and write something that, of course, must be important. And so it becomes then a cultural ritual, not a beneficial experience or experience of any concrete benefit. So as far as a cultural ritual goes, you know, you have to ask yourself, well, you know, what's going on here? What do you want to do? And that varies. So this is going to be a very ineffective interaction, no matter what. So what's a person to do? What is a person to do? Well, one thing to do would be to not go to the doctor. That'd be one thing. Another thing, if you do go to the doctor, graciously accept the prescription for the antibiotic. You can fill it or not fill it, but whatever you do, don't take it. So that's the administrative thing you can do. The next question is, what can you do for the condition? Let's say it's a condition that you think needs a some kind of intervention. Maybe it's a respiratory infection. Maybe it's even pneumonia. The first thing you can do, one thing's really simple, is go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com. There's actually a free report, 10 herbal remedies so powerful they could make antibiotics obsolete. So sincerely, most infections that you might see a doctor for, pneumonia, bronchitis, infected tooth, ear infection, most of these can be handled in a superior way without antibiotics. And this was something I began to explore when people who had been on steroids and antibiotics, all kinds of stuff, would show up in my office with boils. So one guy had boils all over his body. And he felt like he was going to die. And he'd already been on antibiotics, so there was no reason for me to even try antibiotics. And he was on prednisone, so, you know, he pretty much exhausted whatever the medical stuff was, and he'd already been to the specialist. So that, in my mind, gave me a lot of freedom to say, wait, I don't even need to consider those things because they've already failed in this particular patient. And so what turned it around for him was increasing his water, having more bowel movements, and taking turpentine. His boils, he had about, I would say, at least 50 boils all over his body. And they were, his skin was white, so you could see they were raised, they were purple, they were tender, and they were soft and had pus in them. I'm like, ooh. And they were about 1 inch, 1 to 2 inches in diameter each. I said, oh, man, this is not good. So just by starting his bowels going, giving him turpentine, and having him increase his water intake, change his food too, got him off the processed junk, in 3 days he had half as many boils, and they were half the size. And he felt substantially, substantially better. And when I saw that, I said, oh, my God. The antibiotics are a total hoax. They are unnecessary. They never did help infections of any kind. And I was just so, I just felt so sad and so down because of all the antibiotics I had prescribed over the years. And it was, I just stopped prescribing them. I said, that's it. I'm not going to prescribe antibiotics anymore. And so for each type of infection, I used a different strategy because some locations are, well, hard to reach. So for an ear infection, it's garlic and mullein eardrops. You can get those at your health food store. And the instructions on the bottle are just about useless. So the true instructions for garlic and mullein eardrops is you actually fill the ear canal with the drops, that ear canal up. You can plug it gently with cotton so it doesn't spill out, and sleep with that ear up. And generally, the infection is gone the next day. You might need to treat it a second time, but that's it. So that's ear infections, done. And ear infections have a dietary component, which is dairy. In fact, all respiratory infections, whether it's your ears, upper respiratory, bronchitis, even pneumonia, have a dietary component, usually dairy. So you have to stop all of your ice cream, your milk, your cheese, yogurt, everything that comes from the breast of the cow. Now, the marketers have been really amazing in this respect. Oh, well, you know, lactose intolerance is something affecting African Americans, and superior white people, of course, can tolerate lactose, and they should drink milk. So African Americans might get a little diarrhea, but the people who do drink milk, say the white people who can tolerate it, who don't have a lactose problem, they get ovarian cysts, breast cysts, they get asthma, pneumonia, all kinds of other, acne, all kinds of other dairy complications. So no one escapes the dairy complication. But what the marketers have done is picked one complication and said, you know what, this one little group is susceptible to it, everyone else is not. The rest of you guys, drink milk because you're superior. And so what it's done then is gotten people to enthusiastically poison themselves. So if you like milk, hey, great, no problem. But if it's giving you problems, if you're having, you know, acne, respiratory issues, vague infections, fevers that come and go, dump the milk and see how it goes. And whether it's raw or not, no problem. So, you know, you don't have to suffer like that. And most infections, again, they have that dietary component. And as soon as you stop feeding it, it's like wood for a fire or oxygen for a fire. As soon as you cut off the oxygen, fire goes out. So there's a dietary intervention and some increased bowel movements and increased water. In the old days, we'll take it back to pre-1950, in fact, you can even go back further to 1910-ish, that was the treatment, and it was actually pretty darn effective. So for lung infections, though, we have more technology. You can use Vicks VapoRub, put it every place where you've got ribs, and of course, stop the dairy, increase the bowel movements, increase the water. So really, that is the very simple recipe for infections of all kinds. I mean, you can kick it up a notch, add some turpentine, boom, give you some deeper, it'll rot out deeper infections. You can also add some vitality capsules. What vitality capsules will do is the infection, when it's outside of the intestinal tract, is cleared by going through the bile ducts. And so vitality capsules have the added advantage of expediting the passage through the bile ducts and getting the bothersome organisms, whether it's organisms or toxins, quickly out of the body. They all take the same route. And so this is why, whether you have a chemical pneumonitis from chemical exposure or from infection, your body deals with it the same way. It kicks it out through the bile ducts and the intestines into the toilet. Now, if you have a respiratory chemical that you've inhaled, either due to environmental poisons or whatever, you can just take a neti pot, salt water, 2 teaspoons salt water, 1 quart distilled water, 2 teaspoons salt, 1 quart distilled water, ILAC 112 degrees, and you can just pour it through one nostril, through the other nostril using a neti pot. Not a problem. So that is the story. It's unfortunate, and you know, we all have our, as they say, everyone plays a fool sometimes. And so, you know, for me, I felt like a fool being a doctor prescribing all those things, and you know, believing the false theory of an organism infecting the body and an antibiotic killing the organism. And the body does not work on killing, it works on expulsion. The other thing to understand about this whole kill theory is, what is the definition of dead? The definition of a dead antibiotic is one that does not reproduce, right? So all you guys out there with vasectomies, you're dead. That's it. You're not reproducing. You're dead. All you ladies who are postmenopausal, that's it. You're dead. Deceased. Don't exist. And so, of course, that is not an accurate definition. So an organism can still ingest food. It can still harm you, even though it may not be at that moment reproducing. So,
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Right. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we are talking about antibiotics. We're talking about antibiotics. We've also talked about what to do instead of antibiotics. And now we're doing questions. Yay. So let's go find our questions. Back over here. Now you take some magical fingerture. So what can cause a dry tongue? Okay, so anything that's dry is caused by not enough water, or you're eating food that's too dry. So that's important. You got to take a look at that. Fix your diet. What I would do is I would just start by going to vitalitycapsules.com and downloading the Candida Cleaner Report. Follow that diet. There's no fried foods in that diet, by the way. Everything is either basically boiled. Yeah, boiled. All right. We have a question from Julie in Texas. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm so grateful to talk to you.
Okay.
And my question is about the Candida cleanse using turpentine, which I'm about ready to start. And I muscle test out like 9 out of 10 for toxicity for white refined sugar. And so I was wondering, is there a different way that I could do that would be effective? Or would you recommend I do the sugar anyway?
Yeah, the muscle testing is in this case, is basically irrelevant. But let's just say we're going to take it into account. So if you want to use muscle testing, the thing you should do is spend about a month on several steps of the Candida Cleaner. Go back and get muscle tested, and your muscle testing for white sugar should be less.
Okay.
So, in other words, you've got a lot of cleaning out to do before you do the Candida Cleaner protocol. Did you go to vitalitycapsules.com and download your report?
Yes, I did. I've had the report. I've read it completely through and through. And I wanted also – so you're saying I should go ahead and reach the point that I could use the sugar?
You should go up to the point before you use turpentine. Focus on those steps. Go back and get muscle tested, and then see how your muscle testing has changed.
Okay. And with the Vitality capsules, like after you take the turpentine and sugar, then how long do you wait to take the capsules?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. So once I'm ready to do the whole thing and I take the turpentine and sugar together, then do you wait an hour before you take the Vitality capsules?
No, you don't need to wait at all. You don't have to wait for anything. So you should be taking the Vitality capsules long before you take the turpentine and sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So then you take it all at the same time?
You could do that, yeah.
Okay, and you also mentioned bentonite clay. At what point, which I did buy
You're not ready for that.
No. Okay.
Skip that. Flush that. Start with where you are. You got a ways to go, it sounds like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bentonite clay probably about a year or two off in your future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for all the work you do to help people.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.